The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-BOB-LIVE. 262-5483. Just a couple of things, just real quick, and then we'll get into the stories of the day. I just want to give you another thank you for setting so many slaves free through CSI. Christian Solidarity International, our campaign is done, finished, it is over. But you folks stepped up. My goodness, our goal was $8,400 to set 34 slaves free in northern Sudan. You blew past that goal because you care about people. And we ended up well over $11,000. And some money is still coming in, even though the campaign is officially closed. But thank you, thank you, thank you. These are real people who truly, really, genuinely are slaves owned by Arab Muslims in northern Sudan, and in a short period of time, they're going to be set free because of your incredible generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then churches are opening up. And I said this right at the beginning of the program. Folks, it's time to go back to church. If you still feel that you should wear a mask, fine. That's okay. Don't feel bad. Don't feel embarrassed. But let's get back to church. Let's get back inside. There is no substitute for being with God's people. There is none. There is no such thing as an online church. It doesn't exist. The commands to the local church given in the New Testament cannot be carried out online. Now, I realize some people are disabled. Some people cannot get out. And I know God understands that. I know that. And I'm not condemning you or even criticizing you if it's impossible for you to get out and be in a building with other people. You're not the ones I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who just, well, it's more convenient to stay in your jammies and your fuzzy slippers and stay home and watch it online. It's not the same. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. We are called to fellowship with each other. You can't do that online through streaming and so forth. It was a wonderful thing that when churches had to shut down because of COVID, we had the streaming services. It was just wonderful. And praise God for that technology. But that's done. That's in the past, or at least it should be. Now, churches are going to continue to stream. I don't expect them to stop, and if I was pastoring, I wouldn't stop streaming either. But it's time to be back with other people, fellowshipping, being the body of Christ. And in that light, let me throw out an unashamed commercial. Most of you who listen regularly know that my wife and I have a little ministry that we call Cross Power Ministries. 21 years ago, in fact, 21 and a half years ago now, we stepped out in faith, resigned a wonderful church, and because God told us to, we started Cross Power Ministries. We call it Evangelism to Christians. Yeah, if you would have us in for a weekend, that would make sense to you. And churches are beginning to open up. When COVID hit, our calendar was probably more full than it had been in a long, long time. We were so excited about the opportunities to get out and minister on weekends. And then COVID hit. And they were all canceled. All of them. And we were like other ministries. We were incredibly disappointed first about the loss of opportunity to be out and minister. And then financially, it was terrible for ministries all over the country that depend upon love offerings, free will offerings, and that kind of thing. And so anyway, churches are opening up again. And I want to ask you to pray about having Joy and I in your local church for a Cross Power meeting. If you want us, need us on just a Sunday, fine. We love coming to Sunday. We would really love to do what we call a Cross Power weekend. We come in, do 6 or 7 hours on a Saturday, and then we wrap things up on Sunday. And those Cross Power weekends God has used to transform thousands of people all over the country. We've been all over. We've done Cross Power meetings in California, all over Wisconsin, Iowa, way in western Iowa, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, even the state up north. Yeah, we've even done there. Kentucky, Tennessee, we've been all over. And we want to get back on the road again on weekends. So we really appreciate it if you would pray about inviting us to come to your local church. And there is no such thing as a church too small. You need to understand that. I hear this all the time. Oh, Bob, we wanted you to come, but we're just too small. No such thing. In fact, overall, we've been in a couple of the biggest churches in the state of Ohio, and we're grateful for those. But the overwhelming majority of our ministry has been to small churches. It seems that's what God has called us to, and that's fine. We love going to smaller churches. So anyway, contact information is at crosspower.net. That's our website. All of the contact information is there, our bio, what we do, a little bit about our teaching, what we do in local churches. It's all at crosspower.net. And if you would like to be added to our mailing list, we send out a newsletter at least once a month. And then hopefully a couple times a month, I send out what I call a Cross Truth, which is a devotional. Our website, Cross Power Ministries on Facebook. Joy does a phenomenal job of keeping the Cross Power Facebook page updated with inspirational thoughts, songs, all kinds of wonderful, encouraging things. And she is so faithful about keeping that up to date. So on Facebook, Cross Power Ministries, on the web, crosspower.net. And we want to fill our calendar again. COVID is becoming in the rearview mirror, and we're so grateful for that. We want to be out. We want to be a blessing. We want to be ministering. So check it out. Crosspower.net is our website. Contact information is there. And also, you can register, sign up for our newsletter at crosspower.net as well. We just sent a new one out this morning. If you register, I'll send that brand new newsletter to you as soon as you request to be on our mailing list. That, again, is at crosspower.net or on Facebook, Cross Power Ministries. So thank you for allowing me. I don't mention it very often. I don't talk about personal things very often. But this is something that's so important to Joy and I, and we believe God is using it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I may never buy a Burger King again. And anybody who knows me really, really well, especially my wife, will say, whoa! Why? Hey, I have a love affair that goes back many years with Burger King. I'll tell you the story, but maybe never again. I'll tell you why at the bottom of the hour. It's outrageous what Burger King has done. It is absolutely outrageous. I don't know that my conscience will ever allow me to go to Burger King again. And again, if you know me really well, that's really something. I'll tell you about it at the bottom of the hour. Really cool thing happened in Washington, D.C. this past weekend. You didn't see it on the mainstream news. Didn't see it on Fox News. You didn't see it in most of the Christian media. It was the Freedom March. Yeah, the Freedom March in Washington, D.C., the theme, Taking Back the Rainbow. Taking Back the Rainbow. Over 200 attended the Freedom March. Now, granted, when we're talking about marches in Washington, D.C., some marches have thousands, some have hundreds of thousands, so I understand this is a small group, but is getting larger every year. Here's the story, Dateline Washington, D.C. Men and women who once lived and identified as part of the LGBT community are confident that a rainbow revival is at hand. Gathered under the blazing sun with temperatures in the mid-90s at the Sylvan Theater in the shadow of the Washington Monument, 200 attended the Freedom March as an event of formerly LGBT-identifying people who share testimonies of how Jesus transformed their lives. Now, let me just stop right there and say this. The LGBTQ community tells us these people don't exist. It's imaginary. They don't exist. The LGBTQ community tells you and me and us that you're born that way, you can't help it, and sooner or later you will become homosexual, lesbian, you can't help it, and you will never, ever go back to heterosexuality. So they would tell you that these people are all phonies, they're all fakes, or it's imaginary. Well, the first Freedom March was held in 2018. Last year's event had to be canceled because of COVID-19. So over 200 paid their own expenses, made their way to Washington, D.C. for this march and demonstration. Many of them had T-shirts decorated with rainbow flags and the words Rainbow Revival on the shirts. One of the main speakers, and if you're a regular listener and have been listening for a long time, you may recognize the name Angel Cologne. Angel Cologne survived the Pulse nightclub shooting. Remember that in Orlando when that deranged killer marched into the Pulse nightclub, which was a gay nightclub, and killed a whole bunch of people? Angel Cologne, at that time, was living a homosexual lifestyle. He was in the nightclub when the shooting occurred, and he survived. Shortly afterwards, he became a Christian. gave his heart and life to Christ, and now has become an activist telling people that if you're living in the homosexual lifestyle, you don't have to stay there. There is a way out. Angel Colon was one of the speakers, and he said, quote, "We are taking back the rainbow. It's his. For us, it's something beautiful. We're here. We're loud, letting the world know that the rainbow is something beautiful and we shouldn't be ashamed of what it really is." Colon and his compatriots are hearing from an increasing number of people who desire to leave the LGBT life to follow Jesus as the Freedom March events have continued. And again, they get bigger every year. Colon said, quote, "Especially now during Pride Month, we want to say we love you to the LGBT community. We want to tell the gay community that we love them. We don't want to judge you or condemn you, and we want to welcome you with open arms and be a reflection of Jesus. We're not the Holy Spirit. We don't want to do anything but love everyone." But he went on to say that he wants to tell people in the homosexual lifestyle, Jesus is the answer. Jesus can deliver them, and there is a way out. He said, quote, "We are getting more emails, more people reaching out and wanting to help than we've ever had." He went on to say that he believes that the church is at the beginning stage of reaching out effectively to LGBT individuals with the transformational power of life in Christ. It's a growing movement, and they are calling it the Rainbow Revival. They are saying, we want to reclaim the rainbow. The world, well, let's be more specific. The devil loves to take things of God and counterfeit them. The rainbow was a wonderful sign of God's grace. It was not an acceptance of sin. In fact, when you see the rainbow, you should be reminded that God destroyed the earth and everyone on it except for Noah because of the sin, at least in part, that people are proud of today. So good for them. Taking back the rainbow, the Freedom March in Washington, D.C. May their tribe increase. When we come back, Burger King. Yeah, you got to hear this.